Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 5th of December, it's a Sunday, and this is my audio boo. Disaster. The Do Good server seems to be down today. I've been trying on and off since midnight, and still haven't managed to connect and get a challenge for the day. So, given that I have to cook a roast dinner this afternoon, and so I was running out of time to fit everything else in, I have gone on to my backup plan, which was the We Are What We Do website, and have chosen an activity from there. It was either that or Do Evil, and that just didn't seem right somehow. Anyway, so yes, I have chosen Recycle Some Books, which I had, well, I had a few books that I was going to get rid of anyway to a charity shop and haven't got round to it yet. But at the same time, to add to that, Acrobat has been up in the loft and cleared out a ton of our baby clothes and shoes and general stuff that we're never going to use again. So we've taken it down to the clothes recycling box at the local tip, which I think goes to Oxfam. And we've also got a box of, including the books I'd sorted out earlier, and some other baby bits that could quite happily be reused. So we're going to put that in the box in Acrobat's car, and next time we're passing a charity shop, which we're hopefully going to do this week, it will be put in there. So did something. Tick. Better than doing nothing. Andy, yes, it is a little American, the Do Good site, probably because it is American. As I understand it, it was set up by three guys in Michigan. So I guess some of the challenges they come out with are slightly culturally different and more difficult to do, which is kind of why I decided to have a backup plan if, for any reason, my life didn't quite work out, or I couldn't think out of a way of being creative to get around a challenge that really wasn't appropriate. Is it actually doing any good? I think so, in small ways. It's not. I think the problem is that a lot of people, and myself included, balk at helping in the big ways. We can't, or we don't have the money, or whatever, but little things we can do. And it's certainly helping me think about things a little more this month. Especially as I'm having to be a bit more creative as well. I'm actually putting some thought in to helping people, even just helping make everything a little bit more smoothly, and that'll bring a smile to somebody's face. I think that's a really... It's a nice emphasis. I think with the current news at the moment, and there's a lot of negativity around, myself included, I really hold myself to account to that. And it's nice to have something positive to do, especially in the run-up to Christmas, which I think is sort of traditional charity and thinking of others sort of time. So that's my reasoning. And hopefully at least a little bit more effective than changing your Facebook status or profile picture to pick up on another rant. I did have to laugh this morning, though. One of my contacts on Facebook had a Facebook status along the lines of... that they were going to beat up their children this morning, but they saw all the cartoons and decided against it. It was a bit evil, but I did laugh a bit at that. So there you go. I did some good and I did some evil today as well. So anyway, I hope everyone is having a nice relaxing Sunday. I still have a few more chores to do and cook a roast dinner for my family, which hopefully will bring a few more smiles around. So have a good Sunday, everybody, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Goodbye.